So we named this day Celebration Sunday because we wanted a day set aside to appreciate and celebrate all that this religious community is and can be. One of the beautiful aspects of a faith community like this is how we care for one another, how we offer support to people who are going through a difficult time in their lives. And we do that really well here. This is a kind and giving community, generous with both practical support to one another and deep caring. When one of us falls ill or needs surgery or even just someone to talk to, members reach out. They bring meals. They walk the dog. They take the kids to school. They do yard work, whatever needs doing. These simple acts of support may seem commonplace and they're relatively easy to do, but these are the ways that we remind one another that you're not alone, that you're a part of a community here that cares for you. Once you become the recipient of this kind of community care and support, it changes your relationship to this place. It stops being theoretical. It deepens your own commitment to doing the same for someone else at the next opportunity. Here we learn that giving and receiving go together. And here we practice opening our hearts to others by both giving and receiving love. And another aspect of a faith community is celebrating all the milestones of life, bearing witness to the triumphs and the transitions of our lives. We dedicate ourselves to the babies and the little children and to their parents and caregivers. We cheer when a child announces during joys and sorrows that they've lost a tooth. We lift up that transition from childhood to teenager with the coming of age class. We get to hear them speak to us about what their beliefs are. And today we get to celebrate and honor our graduating seniors. We celebrate weddings and milestone birthdays, anniversaries and retirements. And at the end of someone's life, we come together to mourn and to honor and celebrate the person's whole life and what it has meant and what it will continue to mean. We laugh and cry and we remember them together. But there's even more to what we're doing here than simply being a good community to one another. Church done right is countercultural. We look to this place to be reminded of and grounded in what is of most worth. Remember that the word worship comes from worth-ship. It's about recognizing and honoring what is of most worth. Whatever it is that we deem to be of most worth is what we are worshiping. One of the great early Unitarians, Ralph Waldo Emerson, stated it plainly. He said, "A person will worship something, have no doubt about that. We may think our tribute is paid in secret in the dark recesses of our hearts, but it will come out. That which dominates our imaginations and our thoughts will determine our lives and our character. Therefore, it behooves us to be careful what we worship, for what we are worshiping, we are becoming." In a society that so very clearly worships money and worldly power, we come here to remember that love is the only true currency in life. We recite our covenant each week, declaring to one another that love is the spirit of this congregation. Here we are reminded that looking to anything but love for happiness and for well-being will leave us empty and cold. And that, to me, is the most beautiful thing about this fellowship. It becomes like a laboratory to practice the giving and the receiving of love. And it does take practice. We cannot help but to bring into this place the values that the wider world has taught us, especially in times of high anxiety, like the pledge and budget season and ministerial transitions. Members can get a little snippy with one another. Leaders find themselves pushing their own agenda, maybe in the same way that has led to success in the work world, but here They find it only leads to hurt feelings and divisions. Renowned author, feminist, and social activist Bell Hooks writes, "To build community requires vigilant awareness of the work that we must continually do to undermine all the socialization that leads us to behave in ways that perpetuate domination." And that is some of the most important work of liberal religious communities in today's world. As predominantly members of the dominant white culture, Unitarian Universalists have our work cut out for us. At the same time, we lift up the value of dismantling the white supremacy culture that we acknowledge oppresses people who are in the margins. And yet we have been raised in that culture, spent our whole lives thinking that our way of life is normal. And we're so thoroughly steeped in it that we don't even know how to begin to take it apart. When we inevitably come to realize that dismantling it means examining the ways that we think, our beliefs about ourselves and our place in the world, our determination can begin to falter. Found in the reading section in the back of our gray hymnal are the words of Howard Thurman. He says, "In the quietness of this place, surrounded by the all-pervading presence of the holy, my heart whispers, keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve, that in good times or in tempests, I may not forget that to which my life is committed. Keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve." We are resolved to lift up love as the highest human value, and that is what we worship here. And as Cornel West put it, justice is what love looks like in public. So to keep fresh before us that highest of human values, let us affirm together out loud that love is the spirit of this congregation. Say it with me one time. Love is the spirit of this congregation. Amen. After I leave, in these next few months and years, when you say those words on Sunday morning together, let them ring in your heart like a clarion call and remind you of your highest values. Will you do that? That was beautiful. Will you remind one another again and again that there is nothing higher, nothing more important than loving one another? Will you do that? For that, I am so grateful and I feel so much hope. I love you all so much. Amen. Blessed be.